In the words of children, Christ's voice echoes. May you hear today your words echoed back to you, and may your meaning come through my words because of them or in spite of them. Amen. The pictures we usually see of Mary meekly bowing, just a servant, just a vessel, just a means to an end, are not true to the story. Mary's song we sang today is often thought of as the first Christian prophecy. And like most prophecy, it is so much more than women are expected to say. A friend of mine, who works as a minister in Ontario, wrote that last week when they sang "The World is About to Turn," afterward, someone came to her very angry and demanded to know why they sang such a political song at Christmas time. And when my colleague told her that it was biblical, it's what Mary actually said, the woman didn't believe her. We need to read our Bibles more. Don't be ridiculous, she said. Mary wasn't political. She would never say that God should cast down the kings from their thrones. Mary was a good girl. Strange, isn't it? In the face of great injustice, the definition of a good girl is to be silent. You may have noticed I'm not great at that. And yet there she is in the very first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, singing the Magnificat. He has scattered the proud, brought down the powerful from their thrones, and raised up the poor. At Christmas, we so desperately need what Ruth Burgess has called Magnificat moments. The times when lies are exposed, the moments when we recognize our roles in the prophecy, the times when the mighty are cast down and the poor are raised up, when the person is supposed to bow down meekly and be silent, raises their head and sings truth in the face of power. Truth in the face of injustice. And so I'm going to invite you these days to read that prophecy again. It's found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And look for the Magnificat moments over these next weeks, the times when the lies are exposed, even though we might prefer they were hidden. The times when the meek raise their heads and speak truth in the face of justice, and the times when our own role in the prophecy becomes clear to us. May it be so. Amen. And so